No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I didn't hear the last part of what you said, but you don't need to repeat it now that we're recording.
Let's have some fun on this podcast tonight. Oh, dude, we'll talk a little bit about people and what makes some people, but I'm like, I'm with you, man. It's Tuesday night. The boys are back together. Like, yeah, let's do it.
That's what I'm saying, dude. 2024 energy. Like, let's just do it live. No more complaining.
It's time. Yeah, we'll just start right now.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast, but this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast starring the Ted's. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. Ha-ha! The podcast starts. You better wear a helmet now.
Welcome back, everybody, to a brand new episode of The Podcast. With the host of this here podcast, the Ted Smith. Greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
On the bottom square, watching the stocks go up and down of late on certain things. Yes, my name is Cobb. Cobb, what's going on?
Pump the stock. What's up, boys? My shares of The Podcast are down a little bit this week, but overall, we're trending up and to the right, which feels good. You know, I've said it before, but it could be our year this year. We're heading in the right direction. I feel like interest rates are on our side. Let's go.
Yeah, we got to ride the dip. It's all right.
Exactly. White knuckle it through the dip, boys. Just, for everyone listening, hold.
Hold.
Do not liquidate.
The upper left-hand corner, beaming his satellites in from appears to be what is his new art studio, Matt Conner, the producer, MCTP. What's up, Matt?
What's up, dudes? Good to see you both. Just down here.
Yeah.
Got a new chair, too. It's very comfortable.
Ooh. Oh, ooh. Nice.
Yeah.
What are we talking?
The chairs, Matt, you remember when we moved over to the new studio, KSW?
Mm-hmm.
Those chairs are nice.
Yeah.
Like, I'm always like, man, I don't know where it would look odd just having a random office chair in my house, but I'm like, that chair is nice. I like sitting in that thing at work.
Yeah. Yeah. The chairs were a huge upgrade from one building to the next.
Can I show you guys something weird?
Yeah. What do you got?
My little chair. It's like a, I don't know what you call it, but it's like a little, it's like an ergonomic back chair thing. It's like weird little like Japanese kneeling chair. I don't know. And I always feel a little weird about it, but I like it. It's supposed to do some, supposed to help you in some way, but I can't remember what. I got it when I was taking my coding classes.
Do you, so are you sitting on it or are you kneeling on it? Oh, look at Matt.
So I'm kneeling like a little Japanese dude. Like my toes are curled back underneath me. You know what I mean? Like, does that make sense?
Yeah. I got you.
Wow.
I just don't know how to describe that to people listening.
Matt's up there in the lap of luxury. He's just chilling. He's got the microphone pulled back. He's got arms on his chair.
This thing has a built-in leg rest. I don't know if you can see it.
See, that right there is why he's the CEO.
Yeah.
It is. I forgot he was the CEO sometimes. Like, of course, look at this luxury.
Living it up.
Literally every podcast, we find some way where it turns out he was living better than us the whole time. Like, we're like, what's that behind you? He's like, oh, I'm in a lake house. Like, God damn it.
Does the podcast, should we start pumping money into the Montlake collective? Should we sign a guy to an NIL deal?
We could. I had a guy reach out to the popcorn shop. We could get a player for the pod.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
And like, no offense to this player, like, you don't even have to be good. You just got to be on the roster. Like, you'd be a walk-on. But, you know, during the season, we expect at least one call in a week. Give us a little update. How's the squad look?
Yeah. No equity.
I don't hate this. I don't hate this. Get like a little V patch on their uniform. Oh, no, they can't use that. Maybe like on their practice shorts or something. Like the lowest level. Dude, but you're right. Like, I don't want somebody who's like semi-useful. Like, I don't want like a kick returner or something. I want like the bench end guard and tackle. Guy who sits on the end of the bench, guards the water, tackles people who go for it.
God damn, that's a good one. I haven't heard that one in a while. I remember playing Little League, the big joke was like, what's that kid play? Like, oh, he plays left out.
Damn. Right. It's too close to home. I'm awful at baseball. That would have been me.
I was talking to, I forget who I was talking to the other day, and they were like, I didn't like baseball because like I could never get a hit and this and that. But I promised my dad, he said, if you can quit baseball if you want after you get a hit. So I'm like, did you ever get that hit? And he goes, yeah. I go, did you quit playing? He's like, yeah. He goes, now I wish I had stuck it out. But he's like, I quit playing. And I go, oh, man, I was on the opposite. I remember my brother, in a fair way, just being like, you got to lose some weight, get healthier. And he's like, so you could play the field better. Like, you could play second base. He's like, but you can always hit. So right now, they'll find a spot for you in the lineup.
Nice. Yeah, right. Good eye, Smith.
That's awesome. Oh, man. For the record, I know Cobb and I talked about on the championship edition of the podcast. Look, I still just love that random foursome of us that went to a game together. And I mean, that text thread's live tonight with the news of Will Rogers staying with the Dogs. I just looked over. I'm like, who's texting me? I'm like, oh, that's our text thread.
Text thread's lighting up. I know. It's some unlikely friendships in there. It's perfect. Yeah, we probably don't need to give more detail than that. Never mind.
No.
Some unlikely friendships.
It is unlikely. I do need to keep one guy's promise. Hopefully he wasn't a couple beers too deep when he made it, but I'm like, yeah, we're going to make that work out.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great. Seems doable. There's no time horizon on that. You know, we could wait till next college season.
Oh, yeah. And that's going to be a The Podcast exclusive.
Oh, yeah. We get like a 30-second blurb or something. Whatever. No one knows what we're talking about. Let's move on.
We definitely pumped the numbers. Okay. All right. Did you guys do any resolutions in January? I'm going to guess no, because it never seems like any of us are huge on that.
Well, I've been trying to, I don't know if this is helpful to, I don't know where you're going with this, but I'll offer this. I feel like recently, or in the end of last year, I kind of started stretching every day when I wake up, just for like 2 minutes. I go through like a little mobility series that I came up with. And so I've been trying to get back on that this year. And then I moisturize. So I moisturize my face after the shower. Those are my two big things. So I don't know if those are a resolution or not, but there's where we're at.
All right. I mean, I guess that kind of is, right? I know Matt's big on the stretching routine after, I was going to say, I always see, who's your guy again that I always see doing the crazy stretches?
Oh, Beard the Best You Can Be, Amir.
Yeah, dude. I always like too that, like, on one of the crazy ones, he's like, do not attempt this.
Yeah.
He's like, I have been doing this mobility stuff for years. Like, do not attempt this at home.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a beast. He's a big inspiration for me. And yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm always messing with stuff and seeing what sticks. You know, those controlled articular rotations that guy talks about and I learned about a couple years ago. Definitely, you know, more of those. And, you know, in January, I always like refocus on like flossing and like not missing opportunities for push-ups and split squats and just like body weight stuff that can just accumulate so much over the next 12 months and just kind of like refocus on those basics. Or that, you know, those are kind of where I'm at right now physically. And then I'm stoked. I got a new shower head that, you know, has way better pressure and apparently filters out a lot of, you know, stuff from tap water, and I got to change the filter every month now.
You know, it's funny. Water pressure is a massive deal. Like,
yeah,
the place I had in Belltown, well, that was a condo, but like that one was too aggressive. So eventually when I started dating somebody kind of serious, they were like, you got to switch that out. Like, it just hurts my nipples every time I take a shower in here. She's like, doesn't that hurt your junk? And I'm like, well, it's got to aim pretty far down straight on to get, you know, I'm a short dude. So I was like, all right. And like, it was fine. But like, yeah, you go somewhere with crappy water pressure, just like, ah, this sucks, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really does. I feel like the water pressure, and also if you get in a shower where the water doesn't get like fully warm, pretty killer. I don't know about you guys, but I always like to close the doors, turn the shower like as hot as I can, and just let the room kind of get steamy, sort of like a ghetto steam shower, if you will.
Yeah, see if you can see this. But they
hold it a little closer. You might have to roll up your fancy chair. Oh, all right, there we go.
Okay.
Yeah, so it has a little like self-propulsion fan that just like jacks the pressure way up. And ours was pretty weak when we moved in, and we just kind of like, so I don't know, got through it for a year. And then I saw that and I was like, dude, I got to try this thing out. And it's been total game changer. But that came like, I think, first week of January. So I kind of am like pretty stoked to see, like, Cobb, I know you were talking about the, was it a vitamin C or vitamin D shower head?
Vitamin C. Jury is still out. We'll see. As embarrassing as this is, I did take before pictures of my hairline. So we'll see. I'll let you guys know.
Dude, I'm so...
Yeah, keep doing it. I mean, whatever you can to keep it, keep it.
I've been on the road a long time. I've been on the road for 6 weeks, so I haven't been using it. And I'm flying out in 2 days, but I'm trying to get as much vitamin C in as I can.
That's pretty good. Shame it, I lost my train of thought there. I'm on the road again.
This is actually a toupee.
I'm just like, man, where are you going next?
I'm coming to Seattle, Ted.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, there's business that needs doing.
Well, Saturday you can find me at the Climate Pledge Arena watching the Harlem Globetrotters.
Nice. The Trotters. I love that.
Yeah. Got a nice little foursome going down. So I'm like, I went a couple years ago. I recommend it to everybody. Like, I'm going with my buddy and his kids, but like, trust me, you don't have to be a little kid. The Globetrotters are still awesome. Go see them.
Yeah, I always forget you are a big, like, you've recommended the Harlem Globetrotters on this podcast, actually. big Globetrotters guy. I've never seen him.
That's so wild to me. Because, like, when I grew up, I feel like not every year, but we definitely saw him a few times.
Honestly, that sounds cool. I don't know. My dad was into basketball. I'm surprised we didn't see him. What's the vibe? It's like fun, or it's like competitive, or like kind of a, like, you know what I mean?
Oh, it's fun.
Just like there's a fun event.
I mean, they keep scores, but I think that, like, they always play the Washington Generals, and I think the Generals have only won like they haven't even won 10 times their whole life, I don't think. Wow. Their whole career. And the it's
Generals
like
suck.
Yeah, they do. hang on, I'm going to look it up real quick, because I'm like, I know they just beat the crap out of the Generals. But, like, dude, there's obviously, like, they keep score, but there's no real rules. There's, like, crazy dunks and shots from half court. But what will blow you away is the way they interact with the fans. I mean, it's legit funny. And it's, like, some of the fans, I'm sure they saw beforehand and moved down there. But when you see them, you're like, God damn, like, this is entertaining.
I love that. Yeah, just like real showman. I feel like this question probably answers itself by the fact that they're on the Harlem Globetrotters. But you think there's anybody on that team who maybe not played in the league, but could have played like in Europe? Or
oh, for sure. There's a lot of good, like, decent D1 hoopers from big schools. Like Maryland had a couple guys for a couple years. I know University of Washington had a guy. So, like, they're real hoopers. And I think they have to teach them all that stuff.
Oh, so these are not like trick guys. These are like legit basketball players. And then they play the tricks on top. But, like, these guys in like a 5-on-5 would be pretty killer. A real,
I think they would still beat like an and-one team.
Nice. I'm all about the professor.
Oh, dude. All right. So the Globetrotters have 27,000 wins, and over 9 decades, they have lost 345 games.
Wow. So they do actually lose sometimes. That's wild.
Yeah. But I think they used to play real teams.
Yeah. I think you're right.
They lost to a 5th-ranked Michigan State once in a real game.
Whoa.
Yeah. So, like, usually when you see the show, they're just messing around with the Generals, the Washington Generals. But they used to go out.
Chat.
Yeah, they'll go out and play real teams.
Damn, that's so cool.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's so much fun. You can hear it in my voice. I'm excited to go. I'm like, oh, plus it's cool. It's like 90 minutes or like 2 hours. Like, nice. You know, like everybody gets a good seat because frankly, they only sell like certain parts of the lower bowl. And it's just like, all right, this is pretty cool.
Dude, that sounds so fun. I feel like you're gonna have an awesome time.
Yeah.
Also, I always kind of forget that you're a low-key hoops fan, because you usually talk about football or baseball, cricket, Formula One, but you do like a little basketball.
I do. I enjoy especially college basketball, and like I certainly stay up with the NBA. All right. I'm getting off topic here, but let's talk a little NBA.
I'll try.
The Milwaukee Bucks fired their head coach today. Okay. The guy is in his first year as coach. It's the first year that Damian Lillard has been there. And their record was like 30-13. They're second in the East. And dude got fired today.
Like Adrian Griffin.
Yeah. I'm just like, Jesus, man. Like, the NBA is insane. Can you imagine the second best team the second best team in college football? That guy got a giant job at Alabama. It's not like Washington fired him.
Yeah, I wonder what's going on. And also, he's a first year coach. So, like, maybe a player had an issue with him or one of the owners. Like, what could this even be?
I mean, that's what I'm assuming is I feel like in the NBA, if you don't like the coach, you can just be like, hey, I'm Giannis. I don't like the coach.
Dang. Well, it looks like the Bucks have reached out. Yeah, seriously. Looks like the Bucks have reached out to my former barbecue companion, Doc Rivers. I once saw him in a barbecue joint in Austin, my first time in town.
I was like, wait a minute. You never told me somebody. You and Doc Rivers make barbecue together?
Yeah, no. I was like, yeah. I saw him in there, and the guy I was with like knew exactly who he was. He was like, oh, that's Doc. I was like, all right, cool. He was scouting some UT players.
Yeah, and trust me, I'm terrible at basketball, but all those years working at Coach Wooten's camp, like, I can show you how to shoot a jump shot and pass. I'm just not good at it.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, same. Bounce pass, chest pass.
Right? Fake high, go low, triple threat. Well, Matt, you're
the fundamentals.
Matt, you're a Lakers guy, right?
Yeah. Historically, I haven't followed this latest iteration with LeBron and Anthony Davis that much.
Yeah, I don't think you're missing out on a bunch right now.
Definitely not right now, you know. I watched them win the title in the bubble, but that was just because there wasn't much to watch right then.
Yeah, they won in the bubble. And then, what was I going to say? And they won the in-season tournament this year.
Didn't watch a second of that.
Yeah. I mean, the NBA, I will say, I don't mind watching the NBA, especially when you get to the playoffs, but there's 82 games. Like, people take time off and stuff. Sometimes I'm not positive how much the regular season matters in the NBA. And then, like, frankly, like, I like college hoops, but, like, even right now, like, I'm just starting to, you know, make sure to watch the games. So, like, March Madness is dope. And then when you roll in from that into, like, NBA playoffs, and it's like, all right, I am a hoops fan.
Oh, yeah. March Madness is awesome. I love March Madness. And the NBA Finals, too, definitely good.
Yeah, yeah. All that stuff is good. All right, so the reason I started with resolutions is I was like, and remember one year I was like, why don't we do a resolution every month? But, like, do we have a word for just deciding you're going to do something for 28 or 30 days outside of, like, New Year's resolutions? Or is that just starting a habit?
I feel like Matt would probably have a better insight of this, but I feel like we do have names, but they usually are, like, relative to the thing you're doing, like a cleanse. You know what I mean?
All right.
But not like a word for the 30-day, like, test action. What do you think, Matt?
Yeah, no, I don't think there's, like, a universal one. There's different ones. But, yeah, basically like a trial membership for whatever change you're considering.
Yeah, I guess I was just thinking about it. I was like, it just seems kind of funny because, like, people can make changes whenever.
Like, yeah.
I don't know. I'm big on the theory of, like, don't start on a Monday because I feel like it just puts undue pressure. I was like, start on Tuesday or Wednesday. Like, it doesn't really matter when you start whatever you're changing. Just start it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't remember the date or the day of the week or the day of the month or even the month. Off the top of my head, I don't know the year I started working out seriously.
Yeah,
this happened.
I feel like the big one I always notice, Matt, I'm sure you've seen this being a trainer, but the one thing I always notice is, like, playing sports for so long, people would always be like, all right, I'm gonna get in shape, and then they go to the gym or to the pool to swim or the track, and they go buck wild the first day, and I'm like, that is the worst thing to do. I'm like, go, like, 10%, like, go do a little bit and go home. Like, just put on your stuff, show up for 10 minutes, and go home. Like, that's the best thing you can do. Because most people go buck wild. They usually make it back the second day. And most people don't realize soreness peaks at 48 hours. And that third day, people are crushed. People are devastated. The third day and the third week is always the hardest. So go easy. Set yourself up for success. It's a long game. Matt, is that wild to say?
No, that's 100% right, dude. Come on. You know what you're talking about.
Let's go. Let's go. Pump the stock.
I know third day is a big thing with addicts too, or even booze. It's like a lot of people can take, like, 2 days off from whatever, but it's like that third day, for some reason, I forget the science behind it, but it's like your brain really starts messing with you.
Oh yeah, half-life. I mean, then yeah, you're really, because then you're, like, out of whatever was going through your veins, you know. Yeah. Brutal. I just know that from coffee withdrawals, honestly. The third day is really tough. Yeah.
I would just say, you know, I'm kind of constantly, like, tinkering around to, like, better myself in different ways, you know, and I just think that's kind of a fun. And then, like, stuff sticks, you know, at different times, and some stuff sticks for a while and then it doesn't. And, you know, but I'm constantly, like, open to new things that can improve my day to day existence. And so, yeah, like, just because something didn't work out, like, I would say shorten that window before like trying again or moving on to the next thing. Like, I don't know, with some basics like eating healthier and hydrating and working out and stuff, like you kind of got to figure out how that works for you, but like start small. But you know, there's a lot of times people have a lot of ideas and they don't really take action on any of them. And I'd say I take action on more of my ideas on how to, you know, be a little bit healthier and better one day at a time.
Yeah, there's no cold strikes. You might as well try a bunch of stuff. I feel like also the more you can just integrate it into your lifestyle where you don't have to think about it, like the system, you know, having a system, I feel like works.
Well, I mean, that's why you practice so much for sports, right? The idea is when you're in there and it sucks, you don't really have to think about it that much. Your instinct takes over. I mean, that's why sometimes when you watch MMA and a dude gets knocked out or whatever and the ref calls off the fight, he'll naturally kind of sprawl or go around and grab the ref's leg. Because that's just instinct to be like, I got to hold on to like grab something. Yeah, I would also say, too, like it's always easy when you talk about resolutions and doing stuff to think about the physical, but the mental part plays a lot too. You know, whether it's going to see somebody to talk to or even just, I don't know, like starting this podcast, right? We're like, no, let's have a fun podcast tonight. Let's kick some ass. And some days, look, folks, there's some days I'm going to work. I'm not in a great mood, but it's like, hang on. We got 4 hours to shine on a giant radio station in Seattle, right? Like, let's you know, let's lock back in and go kick some ass.
Yeah, let's bring it. Why not?
And I get it. Whether, you know, some people might just be sad. I don't know. Maybe you're going through something, but it's easy to get that, to stay in those kind of bad mindsets. And sometimes it's hard. And look, I'm not saying it's easy to do this or I'm great at it, but sometimes you just got to fight past and go, no, I'm going to be positive today.
Yeah, seriously. That and there's like the whole idea of ANTS, which I just learned about, automated negative thoughts, like little things you're saying to yourself over and over that are like coming up from bubbling up from your subconscious. That stuff, like, it doesn't change in the short term, but over the long term, like, it will make or break you. I mean, everything compounds, you know, whether it's positive stuff you're saying to yourself or negative. And I'm with you, Ted. I think a lot of being happy is just deciding to.
Yeah. What are you doing with your hands tonight?
Dude, I'm just, so I was stretching my shoulders, but now just messing with the light. I was looking at how the image looks like. See how it, like, puts a ton of contrast on my face and looks like all professional when I do my hands in like this versus like that. It like washes out the whole picture. So it's just like, oh, I just noticed that. And I'm seeing like trying to figure out what's going on.
So Matt, am I the only one that thought he was giving us like hand signals of like keep talking or stop talking? Or
yeah, except I'm giving you like the halo. I'm like cupping my hands around my head. So it's like halo, Ted, halo. Like keep it.
I was like,
I couldn't tell Cobb's known to...
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, I thought he was, like, pumping himself up or, like, trying to channel his thoughts or certain energies with us through it. Like, all those things check out as things I could see Cobb doing.
Dude, honestly, I think we all think of ourselves as, like, normal and kind of jokingly. We're like, oh, I'm a weird guy, whatever. I had it underscored to me by, like, five different people in the last 3 months of last year. They're like, you know, man, you're a weird guy. And I'm like, God damn, why does everyone keep saying that? So it became now, like, a little too real. And I'm like, all right, I got to normalize. Like, I've gone too rogue.
Well, sometimes, too, just, like, you already lived a little bit of a different lifestyle. And then in Austin, you fully embraced it. So, like, I told you, my brother, when he was down there, like, right, like, you guys are at the game. I forget what you were talking about, like, businesses or something. And then, like, when you left, you just, like, hopped on a scooter and rode off. My brother said the other principal with him was like, that's a weird guy.
That's awesome.
Right? My brother loves you. He's like, really? He's dope. He's doing cool stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a little non-traditional. But honestly, scooters, you don't have to worry about parking. You park everywhere for free. So just practical, Ted. Plus it's warm out down here.
Do you park your scooter on sidewalks?
Very, very, very rarely. It's only if it's a really wide sidewalk with like already a bunch of like bike parking and stuff designated. But I would say probably less than 3 times a year. You can just street park it here for free.
Yeah, some dude parked his giant Harley on the sidewalk in front of the QFC. And I was just like,
Chris.
Right. I'm just like, dude, come on. And there's motorcycle parking right there. But second of all, it's like if somebody touches it or bumps into it, like it was in the middle of the sidewalk. It's like the people have shopping carts. They can't get around. Like, I won't lie. I was going to give them a piece of my mind. And then when I ran into him in the QFC, I was like, oh, this motherfucker is like 6'7". I'm not going to say anything.
Keep my mind to myself.
Yeah, like, I mean, Matt, you know me. I walked in there like, all right, I'm gonna figure out what guy this know. Is. I'm gonna let them know. And like as we're walking down the aisle in my head, it was just like, don't say shit, man. Don't say nothing.
Don't just say nothing, Ted.
I'm just looking at him like, oh man. If he looks down and goes, what are you gonna do about it? I've been like, I'm nothing, man. You're being an a-hole.
Yeah, it's like literally nothing. Yeah, that's annoying. Yeah, I would say there's very, very rare circumstances where, you know, if it's 2 a.m. and the situation is right, like I've done it once or twice a year, but yeah, very rarely. And definitely never infringing on the public thoroughfare. Come on, Ted.
Yeah, you know like me better than that. When I used to ride my scooter, like I did it a couple times in front of Buckley's, but like that was a big sidewalk and it was like close to the road and it was probably like 10 p.m. on a Tuesday or Wednesday, like not Saturday night. Or Friday night.
That's wild. That's just honestly, hubris. I don't know. Blatant disregard for other people.
That's where my annoyance was. Like, oh, you just think you're so damn important.
Dude, that stuff pisses me off too. That's like, I feel like I'm a pretty cool character generally. That's a way to really get under my skin is like inconvenience hundreds of people for slightly more convenience for yourself.
Yeah. And not only that, it's like, dude, honestly, if you had parked in the motorcycle parking, it would have been closer to the front door of my QFC.
God, some people's kids, man.
Who raises these kids? They're like, I know some people that do. All right.
Nice, Ted. Bringing back the combo from earlier. Love it.
Oh, we're going to take a break. We'll come back with some emails. What's Matt and in the cop topic?
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, welcome back. Thanks to all our sponsors. No new product to try this week, boys. No chicken skins. So
I actually liked that bit.
They were really good. I just got to order them online. They're not super cheap.
You know how they have that? There's like a YouTube channel that my dad's obsessed with. That's like Irish people try things. And it's like Irish people just like tasting American foods and stuff, I guess. Honestly, right. I would watch Ted tries things. Hail and well met, boys. Can you move vertebrae by vertebrae while wearing a poncho? Tough to say. But while we're on the subject of health or the cop topic, here is a tip for my younger self. Get to know your breath. Had I known what necessity it could be beyond biological basics, who knows how effectively I could have faced life's challenges. A tool, a weapon, a sanctuary. I tap into breath awareness for peace of mind, confidence, and new personal bests. For instance, there's a guy in a Michigan hoodie at the next table. To chirp or not to chirp? Take a deep breath. The answer is clear. Sparta kick that bitch. Thanks again for another year of misinformation, laughs, and the wisdom to know the difference between players and everyone else. LARP on, the weird tattooed barista.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Sparta kick.
That's awesome.
Cobb, I got to tell you, behind your back, you know, I will say it to your face too. I've been telling that story a lot. I was like, my man was on fire. And they're like, what? I'm like, fire. I was like, there was a period where I was like, hey, seriously, man, you can't kick that dude.
Yeah. Well, dude, even the guy who was on my other side, who was with us in our group, I don't want to say his name, was like, you're pretty fired up, man. Like, that was his only comment. He didn't say like anything during. I was thinking about it later and I was like, why did he say that to me? Like, oh, I must have really just been on one. Yeah, people very rarely get under my skin, and that guy was, he just, what frustrated me, Ted, this is the last I'll say on it, it wasn't that he kept looking back at us, it was that he was not adequately measuring like his like how risky his position was. I felt like he was like over kicking his coverage. Like he was not accurately like looking at his position relative to us, relative to his actions. You know what I mean? It's like his risk assessment was off. And I was like, dude, you look back here like twice and you could go down that whole staircase and it's concrete. Like you look back here like eight times, like you're just, you have no idea. I just felt like he had no sensibility for risk. I feel like that guy's gotten in some trouble before. And I kick hard, Ted. I played water polo.
Trust me, I don't doubt it. That's why in the second half, that's legit why I got a little worried. Like, oh man, he might kick this dude if we lose this game.
Dude, that would have been so, oh my God. Given the group we're with, and we're with like, you know, given the group we were with, that could have been probably the worst PR of my life, but very funny.
Yeah.
Oh God. Okay. Yep. LARP on, the weird tattooed barista. Awesome. What do we got next? It's tough to tell. Okay. Since we're talking about the Husky game, greetings to the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
All the land.
It has been one hell of a roller coaster season for us Husky fans. From the high of getting to the national championship playoff game for the first time in 32 years, to the low of losing badly to Michigan in that game. I thought it's okay. We have a great coach, and it's not like we have to start over next year. We have some great recruits lined up. We can get there again soon. And now we've hit rock bottom. Our hopes to make it to another championship crushed on Friday as the coach who led us to 14-1 left our heads spinning and hearts broken. God, I feel the same way. Our coach is gone, our offense is gone, and our defense is gone. Like a nuclear bomb has gone off at Montlake, utter devastation left in the wake of his departure. I was so excited to see what our Huskies could do in the Big Ten, and now I'm in mourning, grieving the losses suffered this week and the losses yet to come. It's pretty late in the season to hire a new coach, though one is promised by Monday. Rumors are rampant on the internet as to who Dannon might hire, and the list is very short. Thoughts on who the new coach should be? And can we win the Big Ten without DeBoer? I really don't think I could sit through another 0-12 season. We need a Hail Mary. Hopefully Dannon can deliver us one. Morning on Montlake. Ted?
I mean, the good news is, obviously, that email is a little bit old, but they hired Jed Fish out of Arizona. He turned that program around very quickly. I mean, that was a terrible program. Would they have, like, 8 wins last year? Like, they did good. So he's up here. Will Rogers, the quarterback from Mississippi State that transferred, he just announced today that he's staying at the University of Washington. He withdrew from the portal. So, like, look, when you sent that email and it was that Friday, you were right to think it's all over. I think now with Fish in there, getting a couple of recruits, he brought some of his staff up from Arizona. I don't think the Huskies are going back to the Natty next year, but I don't think it's going to be as bad as a season as people think. And nobody's going 0 and whatever in Seattle. All right. That's not happening.
Fair enough. To the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
All the land.
Hello. I like football as much as the rest of you, but when fans say things like F the Cowboys, why do they do that? Are they really passionate about football more than me? I know the basics of football, but to be really hateful about another team, is that just a little overboard or am I missing the point? Ted?
No, I think it's fine. Like I probably like, sorry, there's just teams like F the Cowboys, F Duke, F Tottenham. You know, like there's certain teams I just don't like. So it's not like I'll still talk to their fans and stuff. But you know what? Fans is I'm glad I said that word. That's the other thing. Like Cowboys fans are obnoxious. Duke basketball fans are obnoxious. And when
Patriots fans, obnoxious.
Yeah, I could deal with the Pats fans, though, as at least they've won. Like, so I don't think it's that weird to say you hate another team. Now, with that said, in no way am I in support of getting into fist fights at games or, you know what I mean? Like, people doing this and doing that, like, you know what I mean? Like, you still gotta, like, I think it's okay to use a word like hate there because, frankly, like, some of those teams, like, look, I don't really like the Ravens. I kind of hate them, but I'm also jealous of them. You know what I mean? They run a good program over there in Baltimore. So, I mean, I think it's fine. I think it's part of sports.
Ted, I obviously take the opposite tact. I barely care about sports at all, and I almost tomahawk kicked a grown man down a set of concrete stairs. I think, you know, violence has its place. Can we also stop the trend of breaking a TV when your team loses? I know you're mad, but to ruin a TV over it, a bit excessive. On to another subject. Who's everyone's favorite comedian? I saw Bobcat Gold, I never know how to say his name, Goldthwait on Saturday in Everett, and he was funny. There's some dark stuff, but he said it was worth the time. If you want to know what he mentioned, check out his latest comedy album, Soldier of Christ. Take care and hope to see you all at the get-together. Stevie, the Packers fan.
I'm with you. I do not fathom destroying your own TV. I never even get burning jerseys. Like, you bought it. Like...
What did they say to Tyler Bass that made him delete his Instagram account this week?
Because the Bills fans were getting on him?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. But I saw a lot of the Bills Mafia also donated to his charity for animals or whatever.
Okay.
So yeah, like, look, I have no problem saying F another fan base or I hate them. But on the same token, like, I'm not going to chirp at a dude and be like, you're a horrible human. You deserve to die or something because the dude missed a kick. I mean,
right.
It's super important, but it's also like, yeah, well, it is sports.
Yeah. At the end of the day, it's all for fun. They're human beings. And without having an opposing team, you have no one to play against.
Yeah,
so, like, exactly. As much as you hate them, like, you get excited for a rivalry game. Like, you need a rival.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what makes a lot of things in life fun, right? Like, nobody wants to be number one because it's like, oh, here you go. It's a flat little walk. Nobody's going to bug you. You get to be number one. It's like, well, being number one is kind of funny. You got to beat the other competitors.
Yeah, definitely. And Stevie, one other thing about Bob Goldthwait, whatever, in the movie Blow, when he does that famous scene and he says, I can't feel my face. That was completely ad-libbed, made everybody crack up, and they had to refilm it like three times.
Are you talking? Are you?
He's testing the purity. He's at a bar, and he's like,
"Yeah, that's not Bobcat Goldthwait.
That's not. Who is
no.
that?
It's Paul Rubens, aka Pee Wee Herman.
No, it's not.
It is.
What testing the? No way. Wait, the guy who was Pee Wee Herman?
Yeah. Paul Rubens. He's the dude because they're selling weed, and then he comes back with George comes back with that Coke, and he's sitting at the bar and he tests it. Yeah, and he's like, you know, about the guy behind the bar.
You're talking about Derek for real. The character Derek for real is Paul Rubens. That's not who I'm talking about. I'm talking about he's like a guy who's a bartender. I'll look it up when we do the Matt when we do Matt's section, so we don't have to sit and argue about it. Okay. Ooh, this is a long one. We got time for a long one, and then we'll just we'll skip the other two and do them next time. Boys, you ready for a deep email? If your body's a house, I'm amazed that after 41 years, mine is still standing. I picked up drinking shortly after turning 21 for close to. Oh, and this was because I was saying treat your body like it's a house you're going to live in for the next 30 years. For close to 15 years, I was a maintenance alcoholic. I would start drinking as soon as I woke up and kept drinking slowly throughout the day. Absolutely S-faced by the end of the night. For 11 of those 15 years, I was drinking close to a fifth a day. How I am alive is only by the grace of God. I was given a second chance to be the man that my family deserves. Alcoholism absolutely wrecked my body in the end. I put myself in the ER where a doctor told me if I kept drinking, my stomach would distend and I would end up dying from, okay, that is a little graphic. Throughout all 15 years, I maintained a full-time job despite being drunk or hungover constantly. Okay, I'll be sober 5 years this March. California nice. Sober, that is. Sup, Matt? Life's an absolute blessing, and also so incredibly short. If I could go back, no, let's see. Sorry, I'm trying to parse through this. All those horrible times made me who I am. Led me to my beautiful wife and amazing daughter. I put them through hell, but I still wouldn't warn myself otherwise. My father gave me a copy of The Tao of Pooh by Benjamin Hoff in high school. I still held on to it, although I never opened it up until I was sober and dealing with anger and feelings of hopelessness. It explains the Tao through the teachings of Winnie the Pooh, and the truth is we all have less control over life than we think we do. When we recognize our own nature, only then do we have the power to change it. When I was drinking, I was swimming upstream. Sober me is on a lazy river with that silly bear just seeing where it takes me.
All right. I like it. Hey, I know we said we're going to stop with this one. Look, scan over those other two emails. Is there a guy talking about being a year or two sober? There's one guy sent one to the men's room. The reason I bring it up is Matt, he credited you a lot and was like, well, I listened to Matt and like read this. I think he read the same book and everything. And he was like, I don't know if you guys saw it or didn't read it. So I was like, all right. But either way, I wanted to give Matt his due props on that because the dude was like, the podcast, you know, helped me a ton. And I was like, all right. Then he's like, you know, like Matt and this and that. I'm like, yeah. And look, we say it all the time. Like, right. Like, obviously, I started this like to do more stuff and get into the podcast realm. But, you know, sometimes we forget, too. It's just kind of the three of us, you know, BSing. It's like, yeah, you never know who's going to hear the voice or hear Matt's story or Cobb's story or my story and be like, oh, there's something I can take from that.
Yeah, and credit to Matt. I mean, stopping drinking is pretty tough and pretty rare. And he just, you know, full stopped cold turkey. And it's so funny. Like, we don't even think about that as part of his story or origin now. You know, like, it's so far removed that I never even think of him and alcohol in the same sentence. Like, that's pretty wild, you know, like, as you just, that you get the chance to kind of decide who you're going to become. You know what I mean? Like there's this theory that's like the end of time phenomenon. And people always think like we're living at the end of time, i.e. like things are the way they are. And people are like, oh, if I could just go back, I would change that one little thing and my life would be totally different. But people never think about changing that one little thing now so that 10 years from now, their life will be totally different.
Yeah. And like, look, I don't know what, if there's different, there's obviously different methods for everybody in recovery and stuff, but from what I notice, a lot of the people I know that aren't drinking anymore, they all kind of say the same thing. Like, I'm not saying I'll never drink again. I'm just not drinking for now. And it's been this long.
Yeah.
as opposed to being like all or nothing and like I can never have, you know, it's like, I don't know. I'm just shooting from the hip here, but it seems like most people I know that take that approach seem to do well at it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think this podcast is like just hanging. It's the equivalent of just like hanging out with my friends at a bar every week.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
Like I just kind of get a lot out of that, you know, and so it's really cool that, you know, in the process of talking about it, and like COVID's fun, like we had to have been doing this podcast for over 10 years because I remember drinking the first few episodes. Like I stopped drinking very early in the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Like when we used to have beers at the old studio. I remember.
What was that, 2013?
2013 was when I stopped. Yeah, in September. Yeah. And but I remember being like, what are the boys gonna think, you know? And I was like, you two were two of the coolest ones, like openly early.
Yeah,
but yeah, it was a long time ago now. And yeah, I definitely had a few different like things that I thought I was gonna drink at early on. Like I was like, I'm just going 3 months. Then I was like, oh, okay, I'll just make a calendar year. And then I was like, okay, I'll go to the Rev and Michelle's wedding and I'll drink there in Vegas. And I just kept like kind of procrastinating on it, putting it off and not drinking. So yeah, I'm stoked that people have, you know, gotten value out of it. Congrats to, you know, both those guys that emailed in. I always think it's really cool to hear from people like that. And yeah, it's, you know, if it sucked that bad, I wouldn't still be doing it. Like, I hope over 10 years, people figure out I still like to have a good time, enjoy my life.
Probably the best procrastination ever.
Exactly.
I forgot I was supposed to get back to drinking.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, man. All right. Well, yeah, let's check in with what's mattening.
Before we get to what's maddening,
hey, what's good? What's maddening?
Check out what's maddening.
It was a super chill weekend.
Before we get to what's maddening,
weather was kind of got a little rainy on Sunday, and then it got really rainy yesterday.
Check out what's maddening.
Like yesterday was wild with the rain.
All right, all right.
And so we didn't do much. We just hung out, kind of did some stuff around the house. You know, chores wise and upkeep. I had, you know, I've already talked about that shower head is like, that's the biggest thing of the week. It's like you go from like, it was bad pressure. Like when we first moved in, like, cause I didn't turn on the shower when we toured the place. When we first moved in, I like emailed my landlord, like the first week, like, we get a plumber out here, like it's not enough water pressure. And they're basically like, nah, it's fine. And then I just adjusted to it. And then I was yeah, I, you know, when I got the targeted ad, I saw that like propulsion system that shower head had in it, and it was like, and we filter the tap water. I was like, nice, dude. so I just kinda got really stoked, and then you know, it's just changed my whole day, like waking up and just having like full ass shower pressure from like, cause
okay. Is it hooked up to a battery or electricity? Like how is this working?
No, it just takes like the existing pressure and then the fan just starts spinning from that. And then there's really tiny holes. And so there's a bunch of really tiny holes and it just creates this awesome pressure. I didn't do anything to the pipes. Like I'm renting this place. I just put a new shower head on and it's got this little fan propulsion system in the shower head that, and then really tiny holes that shoot the water out. And it's like, yeah, it's great. It's the brand. If you want to look at the videos and look it up, it's DRIVSE shower head. That's the brand. And like,
you're telling me that more water comes out now than did before?
So that's the thing, is I know it's the exact same amount of water. It just comes out in smaller streams with more pressure.
Nice.
1,000 times better than my old shower head. And like,
did you keep the old shower head? Like, do you have to replace it?
I have to put it on when I move out.
All right.
And like, sucks to do it, move back. I'll take my bidet. Like, this place will get real normal real quick.
Damn, that's cold as ice, man.
I mean, right, that's what I'm saying. It's an apartment. It's like, you made those upgrades. Like, you don't have to leave them.
Right, right. Yeah, so that's been a big win.
Just morning showers? Or are you enjoying that at night now, too?
Today I got my hair cut and I took 3. I took 2 on Saturday. I think just 1 on Sunday. But
living the dream, baby.
I love finding a good excuse to hop in that shower now.
Dude, we're talking about it and I'm like, man, shit, I think I might go take a shower after we're done. Like a nice long hot one.
Yeah.
Dude, they're great. I've been saying it for years. A heated waterfall in your house. I feel like we're all big shower guys.
Dude.
Oh, for sure.
It's a modern miracle, truly.
Oh, dude, like as a shower guy, I was so disappointed in that old shower head. And I lived with it for a whole year. And
that's what I was gonna say. I kind of like that you lived with it for a year because now you like really appreciate the
real
return to glory.
Perspective. Yeah. So, Cobb, you've been down in this region before. I know you haven't, I don't think you've spent a ton of time in Palm Desert proper. But have you heard of the place called Keedy's?
No.
It's like a breakfast spot. Okay, right on Highway 111. So we've walked there, I think, 2 weekends in a row. It's like 1.5 miles from our house down the hill, walk up the hill back. And we went there because Tyler was like, I got to get the pancakes. And she's usually a waffle person. And I'm like, what are you talking about these pancakes for? So I get there the first time and they have a waffle on the special too. It's either or. So I had to get the waffle and it was one of the top waffles I've had. I mean, it quickly jumped the rank. You guys know that I like to declare things the best I've ever had really quickly. This waffle was the best waffle I've ever had. I said it the first time, but I had gotten like a combo where it was just a half a waffle and some other stuff. And so we went back and I got a full waffle with strawberries and whipped cream and just like went to
all the fixins.
Yeah. But I had the pancakes with her too. Like the pancakes, I was like, damn, those are really good. And I had some of my eggs. I had her pancakes before, a bite of her pancakes the first time, before I had a bite of the waffle, and I was like, I might have to get some pancakes from here. Then I ordered the waffle. This is the best waffle I've had in my life. It's literally like the ultimate place for our age-old conundrum of like pancakes or waffles.
It's like legit showdown.
Doesn't matter what you pick. Go to Keedy's, and they got you covered, no matter what team you're on.
Damn, hell yeah, like dude. That. I think I'm going to be there in March, possibly. I might try to hit that up.
Oh, really? Yeah. Let us know. We'll show you. It's a great place. So, it's a pretty chill weekend, but a lot of fun. Kept watching that show Las Vegas, and we had that on with the sound, and then I just had the games streaming on my laptop. So I just had my own little personal sports bar set up. It was kind of perfect.
Well, yeah. I was going to say, and the games were actually, I mean, the Ravens game in the second half was all Ravens, but like the games were good this weekend. I was kind of pumped. Good. I'm like, all right, these are actually good games.
Games were real good.
All right. Well, I guess it's about that time then.
Boop, doop, doop, boop, boop. Cobb topic.
For those of you keeping track at home or who are just curious, Ted is almost always right, but score one for me. It was Bobcat Goldthwait as Mr. T in the movie Blow. And what he does, it's the scene where he says, I can't feel my face. He's like, I mean, I can touch it, but I can't feel it. It's very funny. I highly recommend if you haven't seen Blow, at least pull that clip up on YouTube.
Also, the theme song to the first Burning Man we went to.
Yeah.
The weekend was brand new.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, the weekend. I know the weekend was huge, but now anytime I hear the weekend, people talk about the weekend, all I can think about is one of my employees trying to convince me that the weekend is bigger than Michael Jackson ever was, and I'm just like, God, just there's no reasoning with Gen Z sometimes. all right, so the Cobb topic this week is, so I've been listening to another podcast that's called How to Take Over the World. It's pretty cool. It's all about ancient like leaders in history and stuff, and just kind of like their life story, you know, people like Julius Caesar, Napoleon, etc., and just kind of talks through their life and what was really going on. It's cool. It's like a historical take that this guy does. But anyway, I was thinking about that in the context of UW losing their head coach, and so the Cobb topic this week is, who do you think is the greatest leader of all time? Feel free to email us, literally the email or the podcast email at thepodcast.com. God, you wouldn't think I've done this every week for 10 years. And it could be the greatest leader of all time in your life, in your community, in your state, your country, or somebody who's just all around, all time badass. Boys?
Oof. You ready, Ted?
I am not. Go ahead.
I am.
All right.
John Wooden.
Ooh,
nice. That's ironic, because I was going to go with Morgan Wooten, and they were friends.
Dude, I was wondering, but I was like, Ted knows a little bit more about like history and stuff. Like, I don't know. He might go with, you know, some reference that I don't get, but in the sports world, yeah, John Wooden is like the king to me. And then, you know, get his little blue and yellow book. If you don't have it, it's really just like easy read with just like little short blurbs on each page that you can just kind of reopen up to a random page and read a quick little thing in 5 seconds and be like, better for it. But yeah, John Wooden, you know, friends with Morgan Wooten. I mean,
yeah, wrote the foreword to his book.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty impressive to me. So the math of royalty and, you know, John Wooden's all time.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough because I know there's military people as civilians we don't know. If we had George or Nick here, I'm sure they could give us some names of, you know, some old school gunnies in the Marine Corps that did something wild, or, you know, people showing leadership on a battlefield. But, man, that's a tough one. I mean, I would also maybe go with, like, granted, there's some downsides, might have been involved with the mob, but, like, maybe, like, a Jimmy Hoffa. Right. Like getting the Teamsters and getting those unions so big back in the day. Like that's pretty tough, too. You're going up against a lot of stuff. I mean, also, I will say this. I like Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter also a lot of times gets shit on as a president because people are like, he didn't get a lot done because he didn't really play the DC game and kind of compromise on stuff. He was like, this is what I stand for. It's what I like. And to me, that's like a true leadership. Like he didn't kind of buckle. But man, that's a tough question. I have so many thoughts on leadership. I know nowadays it's a big deal to teach it. I'm not sure everybody is. I don't think that's a terrible thing. But
yeah.
In the corporate world, I could do without that world. Like, I think it's fine if you're the manager. I think it's fine if you're the boss. But like, let's ease up on some of the leadership talk, because like, I'm only following you or doing what you say because you're in charge.
Matt, great comment in the thread. God. It took me a second to place that in context. unreal. Yeah, Ted, I'm with you. I think management should ease up on it for sure. If anything, you want to be like, you're there to be shepherding your employees and helping them, not like quote unquote leading them. It's like leading from behind, you know?
Right. In the corporate world, there's two terms I could deal without: family and leadership. Like, there is people in charge, and they have good ideas sometimes. Sometimes they have bad ideas. You got to follow them. But, like, to me, leadership, you know, like, sometimes, like, look, let's look at a good high school football team or a college team, right? The quarterback's always going to be one of the captains. That's just the way football works. But generally, the real captain of that team is somebody who's not the quarterback, right? It's somebody who the other players vote in. And he doesn't walk around the room or her and ask for it. They just go, we follow that guy. Like, we'll follow him into something. We'll take his literally leadership without him telling us to.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm with you. The corporations using the term family drives me crazy. You know you're being underpaid if they're using that term.
Yeah. I mean, look, on a smaller level, years ago at Meltdown, Cobb and I had a crisis of leadership because it was like, I don't know if it was Saturday, but it was one day on the river. And frankly, the whole crew's looking at Cobb and I. They're going to follow one of us. So we get down and I go, I think we should go left. He's like, we got to go right. I'm like, I don't know, man. I was talking to those, remember those girls last night? They're going left. And he's like, we got to go right. That's where the action is. I was like, all right, man. And then like an hour later, I was like, good call. Going right was the right call. But I'm just saying, like, that's one of those times where like, we didn't mean to. They're all just following us. And it's like, well, Cobb and Ted know what's going on.
Like, do they? Probably not. Right. You listen to this podcast and we sound confident, but we are not. Our stock's not even real. Okay.
Right. I mean, Matt, I haven't seen you recent enough, but Cobb knows, like, I said it a few times in Houston. Like, I just get fired up and start walking. And I'm like, somebody just tell me to stop walking in front of the group. I have no idea where we're going. But
I've like, seen you do that. I've seen you
a passionate
that.
Tailgater.
You walk to work, you got a brisk pace. And right. So you just, people are lollygagging. Next thing you know, we're all following Ted. Like, right. But I will say, Ted, you were a like real ass leader, like you were referencing on the team. To for me, I just like realized, like, damn, I really did. Like, Ted, I just followed you a little bit, like throughout life. And then, you know, we became boys.
Yeah.
And then you're like a real ass influence on me. But like, even before I didn't know you, you know, it was like, I like the way that guy works, you know? I think he's got
thanks,
some stuff,
dude.
You know, figured out. And it's not all the stuff that, like, society says you should have figured, but it's stuff that I care about. And so, yeah, you've had a great influence on me, you know, even before we started this podcast. So, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and I think all three of us in here have counted on each other and leaned on each other for friendship and leadership at different times.
Definitely.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. Good podcast. Leaving on a nice, emotional, positive note. I like it.
It's our year, baby.
There goes our thread again. For MCTV, for Cobb, I'm Ted Smith. This is the podcast. Cheers.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right. Well, I guess it's about that time then.
Boop, doop, doop, boop, boop. Cob topic.
For those of you keeping track at home or who are just curious, Ted is almost always right, but score one for me. It was Bobcat Goldthwait as Mr. T in the movie Blow. And what he does, it's the scene where he says, "I can't feel my face." He's like, "I mean, I can touch it, but I can't feel it." It's very funny. I highly recommend if you haven't seen Blow, at least pull that clip up on YouTube.
Also, the theme song to the first Burning Man we went to.
Yeah.
The Weeknd was brand new.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, The Weeknd, I know. The Weeknd was huge. But now anytime I hear The Weeknd, people talk about The Weeknd, all I can think about is one of my employees trying to convince me that The Weeknd is bigger than Michael Jackson ever was. And I'm just like, God, just there's no reasoning with Gen Z sometimes. all right. So the Cobb topic this week is, so I've been listening to another podcast that's called How to Take Over the World. It's pretty cool. It's right. About ancient like leaders in history and stuff. And just kind of like their life story. You know, people like Julius Caesar, Napoleon, et cetera. And just kind of talks through their life and what was really going on. It's cool. It's like a historical take that this guy does. But anyway, I was thinking about that in the context of UW losing their head coach. And so the Cobb topic this week is, who do you think is the greatest leader of all time? Feel free to email us, literally the email or the podcast, email at thepodcast.com. God, you wouldn't think I've done this every week for 10 years. And it could be the greatest leader of all time in your life, in your community, in your state, your country, or somebody who's just all around all time badass. Boys?
Oof. You ready, Ted?
I am not. Go ahead.
I am.
All right.
John Wooden.
Ooh. Nice.
That's ironic because I was going to go with Morgan Wooten and they were friends.
Dude, I was wondering, but I was like, Ted knows a little bit more about like history and stuff. Like, I don't know. He might go with, you know, some reference that I don't get. But in the sports world, yeah, John Wooden is like the king to me. And then, you know, get his little blue and yellow book. If you don't have it, it's really just like easy read with just like little short blurbs on each page that you can just kind of open up to a random page and read a quick little thing in 5 seconds and be like, better for it. But yeah, John Wooden, you know, friends with Morgan Wooten. I mean,
yeah, wrote the foreword to his book.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty impressive to me. So, the math of royalty and, you know, John Wooden's all time.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough because I know there's military people as civilians we don't know. If we had George or Nick here, I'm sure they could give us some names of, you know, some old school gunnies in the Marine Corps that did something wild or, you know, people showing leadership on a battlefield. But, man, that's a tough one. I mean, I would also maybe go with, like, now, granted, there's some downsides, might have been involved with the mob, but like maybe like a Jimmy Hoffa, right? Like getting the Teamsters and getting those unions so big back in the day. Like that's pretty tough too. You're going up against a lot of stuff. I mean, also, I will say this. I like Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter also a lot of times gets shit on as a president because people are like, he didn't get a lot done because he didn't really play the DC game and kind of compromise on stuff. He was like, this is what I stand for. It's what I like. And to me, that's like a true leadership. Like he didn't kind of buckle, but man, that's a tough question. Cause I have so many thoughts on leadership. I know nowadays it's a big deal to teach it. I'm not sure everybody is. I don't think that's a terrible thing, but
yeah.
In the corporate world, I could do without that world. Like, I think it's fine if you're the manager. I think it's fine you're the boss, but like, let's ease up on some of the leadership talk because like I'm only following you or doing what you say because you're in charge.
Matt, great comment in the thread. God. It took me a second to place that in context. Oh, unreal. yeah, Ted, I'm with you. I think management should ease up on it for sure. If anything, you want to be like, you're there to be shepherding your employees and helping them, not like, quote unquote, leading them. It's like leading from behind, you know?
Right. In the corporate world, I could just, there's two terms I could deal without: family and leadership. Like, there is people in charge and they have good ideas sometimes. Sometimes they have bad ideas. You got to follow them. But like, to me, leadership, you know, like sometimes, like, look, let's look at a good high school football team or a college team, right? The quarterback's always going to be one of the captains. That's just the way football works. But generally, the real captain of that team is somebody who's not the quarterback, right? It's somebody who the other players vote in. And he doesn't walk around the room or her and ask for it. They just go, we follow that guy. Like, we'll follow him into something. We'll take his literally leadership without him telling us to.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm with you. The corporations using the term family drives me crazy. You know you're being underpaid if they're using that term.
Yeah. I mean, look, on a smaller level, years ago at Meltdown, Cobb and I had a crisis of leadership because it was like, I don't know if it was Saturday, but it was one day on the river. And frankly, the whole crew's looking at Cobb and I. They're going to follow one of us. So we get down and I go, I think we should go left. He's like, we got to go right. I'm like, I don't know, man. I was talking to those, remember those girls last night? They're going left. And he's like, we got to go right. That's where the action is. I was like, all right, man. And then like an hour later, I was like, good call. Going right was the right call. But I'm just saying, like, that's one of those times where like, we didn't mean to. They're all just following us. And it's like, well, Cobb and Ted know what's going on.
Like, do they? Probably not. You listen to this podcast and we sound confident, but we are not. Our stock's not even real. Okay.
Right. I mean, Matt, I haven't seen you recent enough, but Cobb knows, like, I said it a few times in Houston. Like, I just get fired up and start walking. And I'm like, somebody just tell me to stop walking in front of the group. I have no idea where we're going. But
like, I've seen you do that. I've seen
you. Passionate tailgater.
You walk to work, you got a brisk pace. And so you just, people are lollygagging. Next thing you know, we're all following Ted. Like, but I will say, Ted, you were a like real ass leader, like you were referencing on the team. For me, I just like realized, like, damn, I really did. Like, Ted, I just followed you a little bit, like throughout life. And then, you know, we became boys.
Yeah.
And then you're like a real ass influence on me. But like, even before I didn't know you, you know, it was like, I like the way that guy works. You know, I think he's got
thanks,
some stuff,
dude,
you know, figured out. And it's not all the stuff that like society says you should have figured, but it's stuff that I care about. And so, yeah, you've had a great influence on me, you know, even before we started this podcast. So, yeah, thank you.
Yeah. And I think all three of us in here have counted on each other and leaned on each other for friendship and leadership at different times.
Definitely.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. Good podcast. Leave it on a nice, emotional, positive note. I like it.
It's our year, baby.
There goes our thread again. For MCTV, for Cobb, I'm the Ted Smith. This is the podcast. Cheers.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.